welcome to this Thursday morning. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Jane Zinder Merrill. She's with the Michigan League for Human Services. Jane, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
This morning, there's going to be a release of high poverty neighborhoods. Tell us about this report.
What it talks about is what the percentage of children is who live in areas of concentrated poverty, which means that the poverty level for all of the people living within this area is 30% or above, which translates into a risky environment for kids in terms of the resources available to them as they're growing up, whether their own family is in poverty or not. Across the state, it's 341,000 kids. In Ingham County, it's 22% of our kids.
What do you expect to learn from this report, not only as it what it shows statewide, but here in the mid-Michigan area?
Well, we're hoping that it will draw the attention of policymakers to look at some of the ways that we can alleviate this. We're much higher than the other Great Lakes states and certainly much higher than the nation. So there are policies we can put in place to alleviate poverty, and also to address concentrations of poverty, such as mass transit systems so people can cross communities and get opportunities for work and housing. We can also do a lot more around work supports and asset building and employment training for people who are struggling to find work.
Jane, do you think that Governor Snyder and his administration and the politicians are doing enough to help children in poverty?
No. No, I think there's a lot of policies have been directed to making the business climate in Michigan more favorable, but at the same time, we have to have a balanced approach here. We need to address this large proportion of kids that are at risk so that we have the workforce that we need for the new economy.
So taking care of business at this point in time is more important than taking care of hungry kids?
Well, that would be the look of it when you look at the budgets that are presented. There's not a lot in those budgets that are directed to addressing these issues. And just alone over this concentration of poverty, kids living in poverty, high poverty areas grew by 57% over the decade. It represents 124,000 more kids. That's every first grader in the state, just to give you an idea of the dimensions of the issue.
Representative Philip Kavanaugh and 28 co-sponsors of HB 5407 would restore the Michigan Earned Income Tax Credit to 20% of the federal credit. Tell us what this is and what it means.
Well, it means that families, parents who are lucky enough to have found a job in this economy and are working for relatively low wages would be eligible for that credit. And what it does is it's sort of a sliding scale. So as your income improves, the credit diminishes. But it means that families who are working at low wages would have more money in their pockets so that they could address the basic needs of their children. And we have a pretty regressive tax system here in Michigan, so it means a lot to have that extra money. I was just thinking, you know, we've shifted a lot of costs of raising kids to families. Driver education, for example, is no longer in the schools, so that's a $300 expense for families. That's a lot of money if you're making $1,000 a month for a family to find.
Do you think that this bill will have success and get through the House and the Senate and get to the governor's desk?
Well, all of us need to talk to our legislators. It's that they don't hear from their constituents around these issues enough, perhaps. They certainly hear from business interests around what their needs are.
Jane, your tone just sounds somewhat down. Like, and I don't mean that on a personal sense, but
sure.
We've talked before, and you just don't seem as optimistic. You seem like your tone leads me to believe that you just don't think that Governor Snyder, his administration, the public get how important this is.
Well, I think we've become sort of in, you know, and so overwhelmed by the constant drumbeat of how high the unemployment is, how many kids live in poverty, how dire the situation is, that maybe people just get numbed by it all. But certainly, if the legislators and the governor don't hear from ordinary people who are struggling, they continue to make policy that addresses the needs of people that they do hear from. And it requires a lot of energy to be invested in the legislative process. And I think it's just become more difficult for people to find the time, and with the turnover in the legislature, to educate legislators about the needs of their own constituents.
Jane Zender Merrill is with the Michigan League for Human Services. Have a great day, Jane.
Thanks, Tony. You too.
657, you're listening.